The next word is central. The word central in Russian can be translated as центральный. Центральный. This word can be used as an adjective, describing something that is located in the center, most important, or main. It can also be used as a noun, describing the center of something. Here is a sentence using the word in this way. Sentence. Центральная площадь города очень красивая. Центральная площадь города очень красивая. Breakdown. Центральная. Центральная, adjective, feminine form of central, pronounced like центральная, with the at the end being similar to r in father. Площадь. Площадь, noun, meaning square, pronounced like close chard, with the d at the end being a soft d, like in road. Города. Города, noun, meaning city, pronounced like города, with the at the end being similar to r in father. Ocean. Ocean, adverb, meaning very, pronounced like ocean. Красивая. Красивая, adjective, feminine form of beautiful, pronounced like красивая, with the at the end being similar to r in father. Translation. The central square of the city is very beautiful. Key concept. The feminine form of adjectives in Russian must match the gender of the noun they are describing. The word площадь. Площадь is feminine, so we use the feminine form of the adjective. Центральная. Центральная. Variations. The word центральный. Центральный can also be used in the masculine and neuter forms. Центральный. Центральный and центральный. Центрально, respectively. The choice of the form depends on the gender of the noun being described. Pronunciation. Центральный. Центральный, pronounced like central ny, with the y at the end being similar to the y in my. Центральный. Центрально, pronounced like центрально, with the e at the end being similar to the e in the. English. Central, central, Russian. Центральный. Центральный. The next word is dog. Умняняястери. Собака. Pronounced собака. This sentence means I have a dog. Breakdown. Умняня, у, my, ня, this is a common phrase meaning I have. It's a combination of the pronoun я, I, and the word у, at slash my. Естери, ест, to have. This is a very common verb, and it's in the present tense, meaning I have, or there is slash r. Собака. Собака, dog, the word for dog is собака. It's a feminine noun, so it takes the feminine form of the verb естери. The word dog is also commonly used in the plural form. Собаки. Собаки. Key concepts. Gendered nouns. In Russian, nouns have genders, which can impact the agreement of adjectives and verbs. In this case, the noun собака is feminine, which requires the feminine form of the verb естери. Translation. У, at slash my мня, my, ня, ми естери, ест, have. Собака. Собака, dog. Pronunciation notes. The k in the word собака has a hard k sound, like the k in kick. The a at the end of the word has a long r sound. Memorization tips. Remember that the u in собака is pronounced like the in food. The a at the end of the word has a long r sound, like the a in father. The next word is officer. The Russian word for officer is officer. Officer. It is a masculine noun, meaning it will change depending on the gender of the person being referred to. For example, officer. Officer. Refers to a male officer, and officersha. Officersha. Refers to a female officer. The word is pronounced officer. Notice that the stress is on the second syllable. Fi. Here is a simple sentence using the word officer. Officer. Star. Pastu. Officer. Soil. Pastu. The officer stood at the post. Here is a breakdown. Officer. Officer. Officer, masculine, pronounced. Officer. Star. Soil. Stood, past tense, masculine singular, pronounced. Stoyal. Na. On preposition, pronounced. Na. Pastu. Pastu. Post, pronounced. Pastu. Key concept. The past tense of the verb, to stand. Stayat. Stoyat. Is formed by adding the ending LL to the verb stem. English. Officer Russian. Officer. Officer. Pronounced. Officer. The next word is throughout. Hash hash. Nerpatajeni. Vesiegefielierema, meritelienabeludaelidera, meritelienkelavenieruhageeroyeve. Breakdown. Nerpatajeni. Pronounced. Naprotiani, throughout. This preposition is used to indicate the duration of an action, or process. It is followed by the genitive case of a noun. It's like saying, during the course of. Vesiegeo, pronounced. Vsyvo, all, whole. This word modifies the noun efielierem, film. Efielierema, pronounced. Filma, film, movie. In this case, it is in the genitive case, because it is the object of the preposition. Nerpatajeni. Meritaeli, pronounced. Meritili, audience, spectators. Nabeludaeli, pronounced. Nablaudali, observed, watched. Mea, pronounced. La, for, after. This preposition is used here to show the object of the watching. Erameveitem, pronounced. Razvitiem, development, evolution. This word is in the instrumental case, because it is the object of the verb enabeludaeli. Gelavenyerucha, pronounced. Glavnik, main, principle. Geyeroyeve, pronounced. Gyroyev, heroes, characters. Translation. Throughout the whole film, the audience watched the development of the main characters. Variations. Nerpatajeni. Veryemyeni, throughout time, lit, during the course of time. Nerpatajeni. Vesyegeodenya, throughout the whole day. Key concept. Prepositions. Pay close attention to prepositions as they often dictate the case of the noun that follows. In this example, nerpatajeni. requires the genitive case of the noun. English and Russian translation. Throughout. На протяжении. На протяжении. The next word is oil. Hash hash. Нефть. Является. Важным. Источником. Энергии. Для. Многих. Стран. Breakdown. Нефть. Pronounced нефть, oil, is the subject of the sentence. Является. Pronounced является, is the verb, a form of the verb, to be, in the present tense. Важным. Pronounced важным, important, is an adjective modifying the noun. Источником. Источником. Pronounced источником, source, is a noun in the instrumental case, indicating the instrument, or means by which something happens. It is also in the masculine singular form. Энергии. Pronounced energy, I, energy, is a noun in the genitive case, showing possession. The genitive case is often used to show what something is, of, or, from. In this case, it is the source of energy. Для. Pronounced для, for, is a preposition indicating the purpose or intended recipient. Многих. Pronounced многи, many, is an adjective in the genitive case, modifying the noun. Стран. Стран. Pronounced стран, countries, is a noun in the genitive case, indicating the countries, for which oil is an important source of energy. Key concepts. Word order. The word order in Russian is generally subject-verb-object, SVO. However, adjectives often come before the noun they modify. Cases. Russian nouns and adjectives have six cases. The case of a word indicates its function in the sentence. The most common cases are nominative, subject of the sentence genitive, possession, belonging to accusative, direct object dative, indirect object instrumental, means by which something happens prepositional, prepositional phrase. Variations. The word nift can also be used in the plural form. Nifty. Pronounced nefty, oils. The word важный can be used in the feminine and neuter forms as well. Важное. Pronounced важное, important, feminine, and важное. Pronounced важно, important, neuter. Translation. Oil is an important source of energy for many countries. The next word is most. The word most is used to show the superlative degree of an adjective or adverb. This means that something is more than all the others. Here is a sentence that uses most to describe the most beautiful city in the world. Самый красивый город в мире – Париж. Самый красивый город в мире – Париж. Самый. Самый. Most masculine, самый. Красивый. Красивый. Beautiful, masculine, красивый. Город. Город. City, город. В. In, в. Мире. Мир. World, мирай. Париж. Париж. Paris, Париж. The word. Самый. Самый. Is the masculine form of. Самый. Самый. Most, and is used when referring to masculine nouns like. Город. Gorod. City. The feminine form of Sami. Sami. Most is Samaya. Samaya. And the plural form is Sami. Samai. The word Krasivli. Krasivli. Beautiful is also an adjective and has masculine, feminine and plural forms. The feminine form is Krasivaya. Krasivaya. And the plural form is Krasivli. Krasivai. Translation. The most beautiful city in the world is Paris. The next word is in. The word in is a preposition that can be used in many ways in English. In Russian, the word v, pronounced like V, is often used to translate in. Here's how it's used in a sentence. Sentence. Книга лежит в сумке. Breakdown. Книга. Pronounced like книга, noun, meaning book. Лежит. Pronounced like лежит, verb, meaning lies or is lying. Present tense, third person singular. V. Pronounced like v, preposition, meaning in. Сумки. Pronounced like sumke, noun, meaning bag, feminine, dative case. Meaning, the book is in the bag. Key concept. The dative case in Russian is used to indicate the indirect object of a verb. In this sentence, the preposition v governs the dative case, meaning that the noun sumki must be in the dative case to be grammatically correct. Variations. The preposition v can be used in many different contexts, and its meaning can vary slightly depending on the context. Here are a few examples. Я живу в Москве. I live in Moscow. Я иду в магазин. I am going to the store. Я сижу в кресле. I am sitting in the chair. English translation of word and pronunciation. In. V. Pronounced like V. English translation of sentence. The book is in the bag. The next word is dress. The word dress in English can be used as both a noun and a verb. Here's how it works in Russian. Noun. The word for dress as a noun is платье. Pronounced платье. Verb. The verb for dress in Russian is одеваться. Pronounced одеваться. This is a reflexive verb, meaning it acts upon the subject. You can use the verb одеть. Pronounced одеть when you are dressing someone else. Sentence or no de yeles ya me kairas no ye pelate irie. O no yes of krasa ye platie. O n equals he o de yeles ya equals past tense of the verb o de ye me ate irie ya. He dressed himself. Me equals preposition meaning in or into. Kairas no ye equals red. Adjective, masculine singular, pelate irie, equals, dress, translation. He dressed in a red dress. Key concept. Russian uses gendered nouns and adjectives. Pelate irie is a feminine noun. This means that the adjective must agree in gender and number. In this example, the adjective is krasnoye, the masculine singular form of the adjective krasnoye. Red. Variations. You can also say O-N-A-O-D-E-L-A-S-Y-R-I-V-E-K-R-I-S-N-O-Y-P-L-A-T-Y-R-I-Y-E. O-N-A equals She, and odeyelaesiri, is the past tense of the verb odeyemeateirisya. She dressed herself. Pronunciation tips. O, as in, hot. Ye, as in, met. Yeru, as in, by. A, as in, father. Ya, as in, yard. U, as in, rule. De, as in, door. S, as in, son. English. Dress Russian. Platyi. Platyi, English. To dress Russian. Agivatsa. Agivatsa. The next word is profit. The company made a significant прибыль. This quarter. Breakdown. Прибыль. Pronounced прибыль means profit in Russian. It is a feminine noun, so it takes the feminine form of the adjective significant. Значительное. Pronounced zenekitelneye. The sentence structure is straightforward. The company, компания, plus made, получила, plus a significant, значительную, plus profit, прибыль, plus this quarter, компания. The sentence demonstrates the use of the accusative case with the feminine noun, прибыль. This is because the verb получила, pronounced получила, takes the accusative case of its direct object. Translation. Company. Компания. Pronounced компания, made. Получила. Pronounced получила, significant. Значительную. Pronounced zenekitelную, profit. Прибыль. Pronounced прибыль, this quarter. В этом квартале. Pronounced в этом квартале. English. The company made a significant profit this quarter. Russian. Компания получила значительную прибыль в этом квартале. The next word is guess. Hush hush. Угадай. Что я думаю? Breakdown. Угадай. Угадай, imperative verb meaning guess. The y at the end is silent. Что? Chto, pronoun meaning what? Я. Я, pronoun meaning I. Думаю. Думаю, verb meaning think. Sentence meaning guess what I'm thinking. Variations. The sentence can also be phrased as попробуй угадать, что я думаю. Попробуй угадать, chto я думаю, try to guess what I'm thinking. Key concepts. Imperative mood, used to give commands or make requests. Pronoun declension, the pronoun. Что? Changes form depending on its function in the sentence. Here, it is in the nominative case, acting as the subject. Translation, guess. Угадай. Угадай, think. Думаю. Думаю. The next word is fun. Hush hush. Весело. Проводить. Мерьем я эстеру зеирия миетео. Весело. Breakdown. Весело. Проводить. Мерьем я эстеру зеирия ми. To spend time with friends in a fun way. Весело. Pronounced. Весело. This is an adjective meaning fun, joyful, or enjoyable. You can also use the adverb form весело. Весело, to mean fun, joyfully, or enjoyably. Проводить. Pronounced. Проводить means to spend or to pass time. This is a verb in the infinitive form. Время. Pronounced. Время means time. Pronounced. S means with. Druzyami. Pronounced Druzyami means friends. Eto. Vesela. This is fun. Eta. Pronounced Eta means this or it. Key concepts. This sentence demonstrates the use of an adjective to describe an action. Vesela. Can be used as an adjective or adverb depending on the context. English translation of the sentence. Spending time with friends is fun. Word translations. Fun. Vesela. Pronounced Vesela. Fun. Vesela. Pronounced Vesela. The next word is protect. The English word protect translates to the Russian word. Zashishat. Pronounced Zashishat. This sentence demonstrates the use of the verb. Zashishat. In its infinitive form. Vajna Zashishat Prigodot Zagraznenye. Vajno Zashishat Prirodot Zagraznenye. Translation. It is important to protect nature from pollution. Breakdown. Vajna. Pronounced Vajno means important and is an adjective. Zashishat. Pronounced Zashishat means to protect and is the infinitive form of the verb. Prirodu. Pronounced Prirodu means nature and is the accusative case of the noun. Ot. Pronounced at means from and is a preposition. Zagraznenye. Pronounced Zagraznenye means pollution and is the genitive case of the noun. Key concepts. Infinitive form. The infinitive form of a verb is its basic form, which is often used to express the action itself. In Russian, infinitives end in temyaki znak. Pronounced T. Accusative case. The accusative case is used for direct objects of verbs, answering the question, who? Or, what? The accusative form of nouns is often the same as the nominative form, but it changes for some nouns. Genitive case. The genitive case is used to show possession, or to indicate the object of a preposition. It usually answers the question, whose? Or, of what? Variations of the verb. Zashishat. Zashishat. Pronounced Zashishat, present tense, third person singular. He slash she slash it protects. Zashishat. Pronounced Zashishat, past tense, plural. They protected. Budet Zashishat. Pronounced Budet Zashishat. Future tense, third person singular. He slash she slash it will protect. Pronunciation. Zashishat. Pronounced Zashishat. Prirodu. Pronounced Prirodu. Zagraznenye. Pronounced Zagraznenye. Ot. Pronounced at. Vajna. Pronounced Vajno. English to Russian translation. Protect equals. Zashishat. Nature equals. Prirodu. Pollution equals. Zagraznenye. Important equals. Vajna. The next word is resource. The word resource in Russian can be translated as resource. Pronounced resource, emphasis on sore. It's a masculine noun. Here's an example sentence. У нас не хватает ресурсов для завершения этого проекта. Breakdown. У нас. This is a prepositional phrase meaning we have. It is composed of the preposition у. Pronounced. U, emphasis on U, and the possessive pronoun. las. Pronounced las, emphasis on as. Nihmatayit. This is the verb, talak. It is in the third person plural present tense, and the negative form is used because the subject is plural, we. It is pronounced nihmatayit with emphasis on the first syllable of. Khmatayit. Risursaf. This is the plural genitive case form of the noun. Resource. Pronounced. Resource-o, emphasis on, saw. The genitive case is used because the noun is the object of the preposition. U. La. This preposition means, for. The word is pronounced, delia, emphasis on the first, a. Zavyashenye. This is the genitive case form of the noun. Zavyashenye. Pronounced. Zavyashenye, emphasis on, she, which means, completion. The genitive case is used, because the noun is the object of the preposition. La. Etava. This is the genitive case form of the demonstrative pronoun. Etat. Pronounced. Etat, emphasis on a, which means this. Projecta. This is the genitive case form of the noun. Projekt. Pronounced. Projekt, emphasis on yk. It is used because it is the object of the preposition. La. Translation. We lack the resources to complete this project. Key concepts. Case. In Russian, nouns and pronouns change their endings depending on their function in a sentence. This is known as case. In this sentence, the nouns resource and project are in the genitive case. Gender. Russian nouns have gender, masculine, feminine, or neuter. This impacts the agreement of adjectives and articles. Resource is masculine. Number. Russian nouns have singular and plural forms. This impacts the agreement of adjectives and articles. Resource is singular and resource is plural. Pronunciation help. Yeah. Pronounced like the E in bed. Or. Pronounced like the O in go. U. Pronounced like the U in moon. Ah. Pronounced like the A in father. Word translations. Resource. Pronounced. Resource, resource. U. Pronounced. U, at, near, with. Nas. Pronounced. Nas, us. Near. Pronounced. Ni, not. Khmatayit. Pronounced. Hmatayit, is enough, is sufficient, is available. Resursaf. Pronounced. Resource-o, resources. La. Pronounced. Delia, for. Zavyashenye. Pronounced. Zavyashenye, completion. Etava. Pronounced. Etot, this. Projekta. Pronounced. Project, project. The next word is science. Hash hash nauka. Norka. Pronounced. Norka. Sentence. Nauka. Это очень важная область человеческой деятельности. Breakdown. Наука. N-A-W-K, noun, science. Это. Это, pronoun, it, can also mean, this. Очень. O-H-N, adverb, very. Важная. Важная, adjective. Important. Oblast. O-H last, noun, field, or area. Chilovieciskai. Chilovieciskai, adjective, human. деятельности. Деятельности, noun, activity. Translation. Science is a very important field of human activity. Key concepts. Наука is a feminine noun, so it takes the feminine form of adjectives like важная. Область is a noun that can be either masculine or feminine, but in this sentence it is used as feminine because it modifies the feminine noun. Наука. Variations. The word наука can be used in many different contexts. For example, you could say я изучаю науку. Я изучаю науку. I study science. Это достижение науки. Это достижение науки. This is a scientific achievement. Наука движется вперед. Наука движется вперед. Science is moving forward. Pronunciation guide. А. Like the, in, father. Yeah. A, like the, e, in, bed. I. E, like the, e, in, see. O. O, like the, o, in, go. U. U, like the, u, in, moon. U. Like the, in, about. Икраткое. Y, like the, y, in, yes. Мяк и знак. Soft sign does not make a sound, but softens the preceding consonant. Твердый знак. Hard sign does not make a sound, but makes the preceding consonant hard. The next word is disease. The Russian word for disease is болезнь. Pronounced болезнь. It is a feminine noun and can be used in the nominative, accusative or prepositional cases. Here is an example of how it could be used in a sentence. У меня была серьезная болезнь. This sentence means, I had a serious disease. У is a preposition that means, at, or, with. It is used before a noun in the genitive case. Меня. Меня is the pronoun, me, in the genitive case. Была. Была is the past tense of the verb, to be, in the feminine singular. Серьезная. Серьезная is the adjective, serious, in the feminine singular. Болезнь. Болезнь is the noun, disease. Disease. Болезнь. Болезнь. The next word is balance. The Russian sentence is ему нужно найти баланс между работой и личной жизнью. Breakdown. Ему. To him, the dative case of the pronoun. Он. Он. He. This case is used when the noun or pronoun is the indirect object of the verb. Indirect objects are usually the recipient of the action. For example, in the English sentence, give me the book. Me is the indirect object of the verb, give. Нужно. Нужно. It is necessary. This is an impersonal form of the verb. Нуждаться. Нуждаться. To need. The impersonal form of the verb can only be used in the third person singular. It is often used to express obligation or necessity. Найти. Найти. To find, this is an infinitive verb, the base form of the verb. Infinitives are often used after modal verbs like нужно. Нужно. It is necessary. Balance. Balance. Balance, this is a masculine noun. Masculine nouns in Russian often end in the letter S. Между. Между. Between. This is a preposition that means between. It is followed by the instrumental case. Работай. Работай. Work, job. This is a feminine noun in the instrumental case. Feminine nouns ending in a. A. In the nominative case often change to oi. Oi. In the instrumental case. I. And, this is a conjunction that joins words, phrases, or clauses. Личной. Личной. Personal. This is an adjective in the feminine, instrumental case modifying the noun. Жизнью. Жизнью. Life. This is the feminine form of the adjective. Личной. Личные. Personal. Жизнью. Жизнью. Life. This is a feminine noun in the instrumental case. The instrumental case is used after prepositions that denote movement or direction, such as между. Между. Between. The noun. Жизнь. Жизнь. Life takes the ending U. U. In the instrumental case. Translation. He needs to find a balance between work and personal life. Pronunciation. Ему. Ему. To him. Нужно. Нужно. It is necessary. Найти. Нарити. To find. Balance. 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 Между. Между. Between. Работой. Работой. Work. И. И. And. Личной. Личной. Personal. Жизнью. Жизнью. Life. Key concepts. Indirect objects. In Russian, the indirect object is usually in the dative case. Impersonal verbs. Impersonal verbs express necessity, obligation, or possibility. Instrumental case. The instrumental case is used after prepositions that denote movement or direction. Noun declension. Nouns in Russian change their endings depending on their case. Variations. The sentence can be made more informal by using the pronoun on. On. He, instead of ему. Ему. To him, for example. Он должен найти баланс между работой и личной жизнью. Он должен найти баланс между работой и личной жизнью. He needs to find a balance between work and personal life. Word translations. Balance. Balance. Balance, masculine noun. Работа. Работа. Work, feminine noun. Жизнь. Жизнь. Life, feminine noun. The next word is damage. The storm caused significant. Ущерб. To the crops. Breakdown. Ущерб. Pronounced to sh verb is a noun meaning damage, loss, or harm. It is often used in the context of material damage, like to property or crops. It is a masculine noun. Prikinit. Pronounced prikinit means to cause or to inflict. Zachitinui. Pronounced zemenekitelnii means significant or considerable. Sentence structure. The sentence is a simple declarative sentence following the subject-verb-object structure. Subject. The storm beria. Bura. Verb. Caused pericheniela. Pricinila. Object. Significant damage zenacheteelirienierikatkoyushayerbe. Zachitinuushir. Variations. You can also use the verb nanisti, pronounced nanesti, which means to inflict or to cause. For example, the storm inflicted significant damage to the crops. Translation. Damage. Ushir. USH verb, significant. Zachitinui. Zebenekitelnii. Helpful hint. The word ushir is related to the word ushirnui. Pronounced USH verb nii, which means damaged or deficient. The next word is should. The word should in English can be translated into Russian in several ways, depending on the context. In this example, we will focus on the most common translation, B-O-L-J-N. Должен. Sentence. Ты должен пойти к врачу. Breakdown. Ты. You is the subject, pronounced as T. Должен. Should is the verb, pronounced as должен. Пойти. To go is the infinitive verb, pronounced as парити. Ка. To is a preposition, pronounced as к. Врачу. Doctor is the direct object, pronounced as врачу. Meaning, you should go to the doctor. Variations. The word B-O-L-J-E-N, должен, can also be used to express obligation or necessity. For example, я должен сделать это. I have to do this. Он должен быть здесь. He must be here. Pronunciation tips. Должен. Должен, the J. J. Sound is similar to the SH sound in English, but with a slightly stronger pronunciation. Пойти. Парити, the I. I. Sounds similar to the E in C. Word translations and pronunciation. Should. Должен. Должен, to go. Пойти. Парити, to. Ка. K, doctor. Врач. Врач. The next word is basis. The word. Основа. Основа means basis and is a feminine noun in Russian. Here is an example sentence. Это теория основана на фактах. Это теория основана на фактах. Breakdown. Это. Eta, this feminine nominative singular, pronounced as eta. Teoria. Teoria, theory, feminine nominative singular, pronounced as teoria. Osnovana. Osnovana is based, feminine past passive participle, pronounced as asnovana. Na. Na, on preposition, pronounced as na. Faktach. Faktak, facts, plural prepositional case, pronounced as faktak. Translation. This theory is based on facts. Variations. A savanni. A savanni is another word for basis, which is a neuter noun. It is used more frequently for a physical foundation, or basis of an organization. A snovivatsa. A snovivatsia is the verb, to be based. Pronunciation notes. O. Is pronounced like the O in hot. A. Is pronounced like the A in father. The U. Is pronounced like the E in sea. The E in Tyrgyz. Is pronounced like the E in yes. The stress in a snova is on the second syllable. Snow. English, basis Russian. A snova. A snova, pronounced as nova. The next word is author. The author of this book is a famous writer. After. 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 Etoy. Nia. Zed named Nitty. Pisatel. The word. After. After. Is a noun meaning author. The ending or er is typical of masculine nouns in the nominative case. Eta. Eater. Means this, and is the feminine form of the demonstrative adjective. Etat. Etat. This is the nominative case. Knibga. Niga. Means book, and is a feminine noun in the nominative case. The word. Znamenity. Zed named Nitty. Is an adjective that means famous. It is in the nominative case, and agrees in gender with. Pisatel. 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 Is the masculine noun, writer. Key concept. The noun, author. After. After. Is in the nominative case, and is the subject of the sentence, which is in the present tense. The ending or er on the word. After. After. Is typical of masculine nouns in the nominative case. The ending, a, on the word. Eta. Eater. Is typical of feminine nouns in the nominative case. Pronunciation. After. After. The A is pronounced like the A in father, the V is like the V in vet, and the O is like the O in hot. Eater. Eater. The Ye is pronounced like the Ye in yes. Knibga. Niga. The K is pronounced like the K in kit, the N is pronounced like the N in net, the I is pronounced like the E in C, the G is pronounced like the G in gate, and the A is pronounced like the A in father. Znamenity. Zed named Nitty. The Z is pronounced like the Z in zoo, the N is pronounced like the N in net, the A is pronounced like the A in father, the M is pronounced like the M in met, the Ye is pronounced like the Ye in yes, the N is pronounced like the N in net, the I is pronounced like the E in C, the T is pronounced like the T in T, the Yeru is pronounced like the Y in my. Pisatel. Pisatel. The P is pronounced like the P in pet, the I is pronounced like the E in C, The S is pronounced like the S in C. The A is pronounced like the A in father. The T is pronounced like the T in T. The Ye is pronounced like the Ye in yes. The L is pronounced like the L in let. English translation. The author of this book is a famous writer. The next word is basic. English. This is a basic. Bazovly. Bazovich sentence. Russian. Eto. Bazovly. Ita Bazovich per yebeloje. Predloženi. Predloženi. Breakdown. Bazovly. Bazovich is an adjective that means basic. It is a masculine singular adjective because it modifies the masculine noun. Predloženi. Sentence. The adjective ends in jerlikratkoje, y, after a consonant, which is the masculine singular form of the adjective. The. O. In the root. Bas. Bas is stressed and pronounced like the O in hot. Eta. Eta is a demonstrative pronoun meaning this or that. Predloženi. Predloženi means sentence and ends in a soft sign. Mjaki znak. That signals that the preceding consonant is palatalized. This is a very common word, and it is good to memorize because it is used often in everyday speech. Key concept. Russian adjectives change their form to agree in gender, number, and case with the nouns they modify. This is a key concept in Russian grammar. Variations. Feminine. Bazovaya. Bazovaya, plural. Bazovye. Bazovaye. English translation. Basic. Bazovly. Bazovich, Russian translation. Sentence. Predloženi. Predloženi. The next word is encourage. The word encourage in Russian is poshrat. Pronounced para sh crate. Here is a sentence. Преподаватель поощрял студентов за их участие в классе. Breakdown. Преподаватель. Преподаватель, teacher slash professor. Поощрял. Para sh крейл, past tense, masculine singular form of the verb. Поощрять. Para sh крейть, to encourage. Студентов. Student of, students, plural, accusative case. За. За, for. Их. Их, their. Участие. Участие, participation. В. В, in. Класс. Класс, class. Meaning. The teacher encouraged the students for their participation in class. Key concepts. The verb. Пошрать. Para sh crate is an imperfective verb, meaning that it describes an action in progress. The perfective form. Пошрить. Para sh crит describes a completed action. The word. Участие. Участие is a noun meaning participation. The accusative case is used for the direct object of the verb. Variations. The verb. Пошрать. Para sh crate can also be used in the following forms. Пошрает. Para sh crate, present tense, third person singular. Пошрала. Para sh крейла, past tense, feminine singular. Пошрали. Para sh крейли, past tense, plural. Пошрайте. Para sh крейт, imperative, command. Translation. Encourage. Пошрать. Para sh крейт,